Welcome back to Balls and Beers, everybody. Your favorite MLS prediction show is back for a sixth week here in season number 7. We have gone 5 weeks without posting. A positive record was week number 5, finally, the week we did it. Before we get to it, here is Mr. David Arona.
Hey, hey.
And Mr. Bobby Lepe.
What's up, guys?
And I am your host, Louis Barone. All right, so a month in, scores are as deep as it's ever been to start off any season. Nobody has posted a positive result in any week. Week number 5, winner of week number 5, yours truly, 6 points.
Wow, you posted positive?
I posted a positive score. It took 5 weeks, but someone finally did it. A measly little 6 points, which looks like, you know, I just scored 40. I will have an extra double down if I choose to use it. I don't know why I would, though, after the horrendous start we had. Yeah, 6-7 record for myself. Finally get a positive. Someone finally gets into positive territory. In second place for the week, Bobby at 5-8. Minus 7. So still no positive for the other guys as of yet. Bottom of the standings, David, 3-10. Minus 20 for David.
Fuck. Bobby, you did score 40 points, Lewis.
I guess so. 26. Bobby started the week off when I was tallying up the scores. Bobby started the week off 5-0, including the Charlotte over Columbus game, and then went 0-8 the rest of the way. So, So, that's the way things have gone for us here in season 7 for us. So the overall standings, there is no movement, but obviously the scores will change. Bobby stays at the top. Minus 56. I gained some ground on him. I stay in second place, minus 64. So only 8 points now separates me and Bobby and David at the bottom of the standings. Well, you're not quite there yet. But again, if it continues one more week, you will break that record. A lot of horrible records will be broken. Minus 93 for David. So, obviously,
minus 100 in record time.
Right, in record time. Yep, and that's where I was going. The first one, minus 100, it could be next week. So, let's see if we can turn that around. Week number 6. Here we go. David, crack that beer open.
Oh no, I forgot to turn off my voice isolation. Hold on. Let me get it going again. Here we go. Okay, ready?
You just got to take it near the microphone.
No, man. Voice isolation is good.
That's not how that works, but okay.
All right. Game number 1 is probably game of the week, in my opinion. It's a very interesting game because it's going to be telling of both teams. Philadelphia versus Minnesota. David, your boys are... I'll get to that when it's my turn. Who do you got in game number 1?
I don't know if I would call this game of the week. I think that Philadelphia hasn't shown yet that they're going to be... I don't think they have very many wins. They have only, 2 for the season. I'm not sure exactly. But Minnesota seems like they're lighting on fire. Now, I know when Lewis comes back on, he's going to say they have almost the exact same record. To which I'm going to be really wrong about, but I still think the Philly's struggling a little bit and they're trying to get things sorted out. And I think that Minnesota's playing high. I'm going to give Minnesota the win here. Confidence of 3.
Bro, I have no idea. I have paid no attention of any of these games. I have no idea how Philadelphia's doing. I have no idea how Minnesota's doing. And I have no idea how any other team in the rest of this podcast is doing. I work on the weekends now. I'm going to give this a draw. Confidence of 3.
It sucks, doesn't it?
And I forget to watch. I'll probably do it in the upcoming weeks, but I forget to watch the
The wrap
what
up.
What is it? I don't the know wrap if it's up. The wrap up. Yeah, I forget yeah. to watch that. So I'll start doing it soon. I'm sorry, everybody.
I should make it a point to start doing the wrap up like Sunday nights, because on Monday I'm like, oh, I'll have time, you know, in between calls or meetings or whatever. And then I've work's been so busy lately that like I don't have time for stuff like that. So yeah, I need to make it a point. Wrap up,
to be honest, I've literally forgot about that episode, that show. Like I forgot about it, so I got to get on it. Like so, yeah.
I'm gonna watch it.
My
now
weekends are Monday and Tuesday this. Now. Like my these are my weekends now. So
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into it. Philadelphia undefeated. Now that's a little misleading because they're 1-0-3, barely getting their first victory this past week. But guess what? They were eliminated from Champions Cup. Decided, okay, well now we have nothing else to worry about. Let's focus on the MLS regular season. And they got their first victory over Portland on the road. And Dave, you actually respected Portland a lot. Yeah. And your boys just went across the country and shut them up. So, no, Philadelphia is like not really misleading. They're still a really good team. They were just concentrating on another more important tournament. Minnesota, well, they're sitting at the top of the Western Conference, also undefeated, but their records are reversed, where Minnesota has 3 victories and 1 draw. They're sitting atop the Western Conference, 10 points, but Minnesota playing well. However, same thing, a lot of Champions Cup games in there. You played Austin, which is, you know, not a good team. So for me, I do like what Minnesota's doing. But I got a feeling that at some point they might level out. I don't think they're like top 3 in the Western Conference. They'll eventually like get back down there. Whereas Philadelphia is not, you know, where they are. I think they're like mid-table in the Eastern Conference. I think they may even be out of a playoff. They're basically like just squeaking into the playoff spot.
Whereas Minnesota's
going to move up. Right. But they're going to move up. So this one is going to be very telling. Is Minnesota a pretender? Is Philly finally, you know, getting back on his feet? Because I don't give that much credit to Portland. Same reason that, you know, they haven't really played anybody. So until they played Philly, and guess what? They lost. So this is why I think it's game of the week. I think you have a good, strong team versus a team that is currently in first place. And if I look down the schedule, I don't think there's any other game that matches that at all. So that's why I say game of the week. But in this game, who do I got? Well, Philadelphia right now to me is the better team despite the records, and they're at home. I think it's a good test. I think it's going to be hard fought, but essentially I am making this Balls and Beers Cup. I'm taking Philadelphia in this game, confidence of 2. Game number 2, Colorado versus LAFC. Bobby, who do you got?
Colorado versus LAFC. It's in Colorado's home. I feel like, again, I'm not paying attention. It's a 1 o'clock game. I feel like LAFC hasn't been as a forefront team as they usually have been in the last couple seasons. I'm going to go with the draw, confidence of 1.
I looking at my list, I did not select the double down. This week, I almost want to ask you, Lewis, if I can do this a la Bobby last week, because LAFC just spanked the crap out of Nashville.
Mm.
What was it, 5-0, 6-0?
Yeah.
How did 5-0. That even happen? Damn. With that, with the pain in the asses that they were with us.
Yeah. Colorado has been, you know, poor. They're Colorado. You would think that this is a very easy, you know, win for LAFC, but I don't know, man. I'm worried to put my double down here. I think I'm going to stick with my original pick of a lock for LAFC, but I kind of feel like this might be another blowout.
Yeah, Colorado isn't obviously a world beater. We're not going to be a world beater. David, you had them making the playoffs. I think I had them just missing the playoffs. But Colorado got very, very unlucky in the last game. They played against a Houston side that we got to figure is better than Colorado. They were 0-0 the whole way through. Houston scores literally in the 96th minute. Game over. End up dropping 1-0. They're 1-2-2. Obviously not a great record, but they got a road draw against Seattle. We'll talk about Seattle a little bit later. They got a draw against Nashville. They went on the road and beat their arch rival in RSL. I don't think they're playing that bad, to be honest. They're not great. They're playing what we're normally used to. LAFC went 320 minutes without scoring a goal. I believe that was the longest in their short history. And finally got off the board. And went off on Nashville. Five goals, as stated earlier. Once again, I don't think LAFC was playing bad. I think that was just unlucky that some of those balls didn't go in. But I think now that the floodgates have opened, Colorado's a pretty good opponent to continue that. I don't think there's snow or heavy snow in the forecast in Colorado, so they should be fine. I agree with David here. LAFC should win this pretty easily. I got this with a lock at a 5. Charlotte versus Cincinnati. Charlotte getting that win against defending champions Columbus, but were aided by the refs quite a bit. What happens in this game, Bobby?
I'm going to go with Cincinnati here. I think they're a stronger team in general. I think they should be able to overcome Charlotte in their own home. So I'm going to give confidence of 2 with Cincinnati.
Yep, going to go with Cincinnati. I have a confidence of 3. Probably should have gone higher, but looking at the way they handled themselves against Columbus last week, I want to give a little bit of credit to Charlotte, but still have Cincinnati winning.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give a little credit to Charlotte there. Again, it's they were aided by the refs, straight red card to I forgot who it was, Columbus. Very borderline. I think most people would agree it's 100% a foul. And it's
yeah. I felt like it was a yellow. It was.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional. It was
just like a follow-through kind of thing.
Yeah, and so obviously playing a man down on the road the entire time, even if you are the defending champs, that's quite a bit of an obstacle to overcome. And for what it's worth, for 83 minutes, they were about to do it. But,
Lewis, was it the guy that got the red card, he was previously with Charlotte and then got traded to Columbus? And that was his debut against Charlotte, or like that was the first time he had been back to Charlotte since then or something, and they got red carded immediately.
I don't know that.
I thought that's what I was kind of figuring out from what the commentators were talking about.
Oh, okay. No, then I did not know about that or hear about that. So can't confirm that. But Charlotte, regardless, gets the win. And I think at full strength, Columbus probably would have eked out the victory. I think that's what we had last week. New week against Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati was, again, also in Champions Cup and then came back and struggled at home against NYCFC. Only won 1-0. It seemed to be a pretty even match here and there. I think Cincinnati got the better of the chances, were able to get that one goal. So that's all that mattered. I think Cincinnati kind of gets it together here. I'm not sure Lightning will strike twice. I'll make this unanimous, take Cincinnati as well. Confidence of 2. DC United versus Montreal. David, talk to me.
I wanted to, how do I explain this? I need to start paying more attention to Montreal because I feel like Montreal is doing well. DC overachieving from my expectation, I think. I think that being at home against a Montreal side that's also, like I said, like I need to pay more attention to them because I think they are doing well. But I don't know. I just have this feeling about DC here. So I'm going to go DC come visit too. No one else wants to go?
I guess Bobby doesn't want to go. Is he muted? He might be muted. Did he step away? Muted. Okay. So he might be muted or he might have stepped away. I was waiting for Bobby, so sorry for the delay there.
Okay sorry. I thought I was talking, but nobody was replying back to me, and then I realized I didn't click the damn button. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to go with Montreal here. I feel like this is going to win this now that I'm looking at my pick. Montreal, confidence to one. Excuse me. Sorry, guys.
I kind of been paying attention, but again, it's been skewed because of the Champions Cup. They had a barn burner in the last game. I think Montreal had a bye week this past week. Their last game was against Chicago. It was 4-3. I think that was a game where Chicago had like two very late goals, like 96th, 99th or something, to end up winning that game. Montreal with the red card, if I recall correctly. Montreal also has victories against Miami in the Champions Cup. Road victory against Dallas. Dallas not doing well. And a draw against Orlando, Champions Cup team. By the way, I actually didn't notice this for whatever reason. And I'm assuming there's a new stadium or something because Montreal has yet to play a home game and they will not play it until next month. Montreal has had four road games and still has a 2-1-1 record. So yeah, not bad. DC United. Yeah. Maybe there's just a bias when it comes to DC, because as David said, maybe they're doing better than they're supposed to compared to what we expect out of them. They are currently 1-1-3. So again, not a bad record. They got a surprise draw against St. Louis on the road last week, and a draw against Cincinnati, but again, Champions Cup team, a draw against Portland. Again, jury's still out on Portland and DC for me. So this game's actually a little tricky, but I'm going to go ahead and go with home field advantage here. And that's my only factor, which is weird after telling you that Montreal's played the first four games on the road. Not doing too bad. But regardless, we're going to stick with DC United here. Confidence of two. Miami versus NYCFC. Bobby?
I'm going to have to go with the draw here with confidence two.
I'm going to go with Miami. I have a confidence of three, mostly because it's New York City on the road. New York City has not done well. Miami, they're just at home. So give them the win there.
Miami coming off a nasty 4-0 walloping by the other New York side. No Messi in their game. I'm assuming no Messi in this one either. There's still an international window, so I'm not sure if Messi will.
He's got a hamstring injury.
And he's injured. Okay, so there it is. So he's injured as well. So ooh, he's probably not going to play. The difference is that Miami is now at home. They're playing against the weaker New York side. And I don't know the weather in Miami. Probably should look that up. But there's not going to be like torrential rain in New York.
It's either going to be sunny and hot or torrential rain. Those are the two weathers in Miami.
Yeah. And so I think circumstances are different. Miami. What?
I'm just doing the Will Smith song. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to Miami.
Vayamos a Miami. I did the Spanish version, but all right.
These are weird. Miami, confidence of two. Orlando versus the New York Red Bulls. You just talked about New York walloping Miami. What happens in this game, Bobby?
I'm going to give confidence to Orlando here. I mean, look, it. I gave him a lot of confidence when they were playing Inter Miami, but I think they should be doing this, doing a good job against the Red Bulls here. Confidence to 3 at home.
I'm gonna regret this actually. I almost went Red Bulls here, but then I looked at how Orlando is at home. I think they got their first win. They walloped who did they wallop, Lewis?
They didn't wallop anybody in Orlando.
Wait, what?
New York walloped Miami, but Orlando did not wallop anybody.
I mean, I'm not That's even acting like I watched the games, bro. Come on.
No. Sorry. They did get a win, though. They won. They beat Austin at home. So seeing as that the Red Bulls are on the road here, there's possibly some issues with Forsberg, their star player. Maybe he's missing. I don't know. I guess that depends on whether or not his wife finds him. I'm going to give Orlando a confidence of 3.
So Orlando, underachieving a little bit. It's still very early. This was my pick for Supporter Shield. But, you know, they were in the Champions Cup. So they had other things to prioritize. They came back and, the first game back didn't do well against Atlanta on the road. Had Austin at home 2-0. It's not a walloping, but 2-0 just to get them in the win column. Now they face against a pretty formidable New York side. I think any other time I would probably give this to Orlando pretty easily, but I don't know. I think New York's going to get this to give this team fits. I'm not really sure if Orlando's got their footing back yet. I still think the get a couple more games in and their schedule gets interesting the next 3 games. So I'm going to give this a draw. Confidence of 2. Toronto versus Kansas City. All right, Bobby, I'm going to start with you here because Kansas City. Let's hear it.
Oh, man, I can't put any trust in anybody. I know Kansas City is a better team than Toronto in general, but I don't know how they'll do playing in Toronto. What's the weather out there? Is it going to be like snow? Is it going to be cold? Like, what's going on over there?
This is crazy. This is literally the first time we've ever talked about weather in 7 years in Balls of Beers.
So I'm going to throw a draw.
Like, so
true.
Much.
That's not that's true.
No, you're dead on right. You're dead on right. You're 100% right.
No, like 4 games in a row where we're worried about weather. Like, no, this has never happened.
This is, one, this is a factor. 2,
yes, the it fact is. That we, 100%. And the fact that we haven't done it, don't listen to us, guys. You do your own best.
We're all severely in the negative. We got to start grabbing onto other things, like weather.
I mean, kind of.
Dude, as soon as I get the, I mean, at this point, you're right. I might like Chicago. Damn, dude. I need to know the wind gust for that game.
Well, that played a factor.
Yeah, it did play a factor. 100%. 100% it did. I wasn't being sarcastic about that. All right, Bobby, let's get it. You're kryptonite here. Kansas City.
No. I said a draw. Confidence of 2.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you did say it. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about that because I have the exact same bet as Bobby. I think that the Wild game against the Galaxy this last week. Now they have to go on the road, Toronto. They had a little bit of a bump, but they're kind of like calming down now. Toronto at home. Hold on, I'm looking up the humidity percentage of Toronto right now for Saturday. I think this is a draw. I have a confidence in 2.
Here's the thing. Toronto is 3-1-1, which is obviously a lot better than what we give them credit for, especially at this point. Even at this point, obviously things can even out. Their schedule isn't all that great. Now, you had Cincinnati in the opener, but once again, Champions Cup. Then you had New England on the road. You won that game. New England was in Champions Cup. Get your home opener against Charlotte. okay, not really a big test, but you got the win. It was 1-0. Then you went to NYCFC. You lost that game, which is a little shocking because I think I had Toronto winning. Then you hosted Atlanta, and you won. The games that you've won, by the way, you've posted clean sheet every single time. And the draw, once again, a clean sheet. I think that's pretty interesting. Now you're at home against Kansas City. They suffered their first loss of the season. Then on the road, got to go into another country. I think Toronto is feeling it right now. I think they've earned a little bit of my confidence here. So I'm going to take Toronto for the victory. Confidence of 2. Austin versus Dallas. One of the Texas rivalries here. And, you know, normally I really wouldn't say this, but might be garbage cup. Dave, talk to me.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to say garbage cup, but definitely, definitely a skip pick for this one. I'm going to say that Austin probably edges out here. I'm looking at the forecast here for Austin at 5:30 on Saturday, and it looks like it might be turning very green. So I'm going to give them the win. Confidence of 2.
Yeah, I'm on the other side of the spectrum here. There's just no way that Austin is a better team than DC than Dallas. I said DC. Of Dallas. Dallas is going to should be able to swoop them up even away. Confidence of 2.
Dallas had a bye week last week. They won their season home opener. It was against San Jose. And they needed the 90, again, it was an injury time goal very late in the game to beat San Jose side, which we all had at or near the bottom of the overall standings. We're talking wooden spoon contenders. And since then, they've lost 3 games. Montreal, the Red Bulls, and Vancouver, 2 of those at home. So Dallas grossly underperforming to what I thought they were going to be. I've had them, if I recall, 2nd in the Western Conference this year as a surprise. Their new signing, absolutely nothing right now. So, or Mika, absolutely doing nothing right now. Nothing's going Dallas's way. Even on a bye week, I felt like you lose. Austin has yet to win a game. This is 100% the garbage cup. They're sitting at 11th and 13th in the standings, each with 3 points. No one's winning this game, guys. This is Balls and Beers Cup number 2 for week number 6. I got a draw. Confidence of 2. Houston versus San Jose. Bobby.
Houston versus San Jose. I'm going to have to give this home field advantage. I think San Jose. I remember we were all saying, like, oh, San Jose is getting better. San Jose is getting better last season, at the end of the season. But they died out again. Houston has to be able to handle this at home. If they don't, shame. Houston, confidence 2.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Yeah, Houston has to handle this. The side formerly known as San Jose takes on regular San Jose. This is Houston. Confidence of 3.
Up until last week, San Jose was 0-4, and their one victory came against Seattle. Once again, we will be talking about them a little later on. So currently 1-4 for San Jose. Houston coming off a very lucky 1-0 victory over Colorado, in which they scored in the 96th minute. But either way, I think Houston is still the better side by far, and they're at home. We know how much of a much better team that Houston is at home rather than on the road. I don't give San Jose credit anywhere, home or on the road. I think this is a no-brainer. I'm going to take Houston with a 5 and double this one. I'm going to take Houston with a 10. Nashville versus Columbus. Dave, what do you got?
Nashville just getting absolutely walloped by LAFC this past weekend. I mean, like, what was that team even out there? Maybe they should have put out the subs against a Columbus side that's looking to get back in the win column after they got hard done by against Charlotte. I'm going to give Columbus a win here. Confidence of 3.
Yeah, I mean, look, I didn't pay attention again last to any games. So even though they lost to LAFC, I mean, in LAFC, it's not that big of a surprise. But Nashville's returning back to home against Columbus. Nashville is a very formidable team at home, no matter who they have on the pitch. This is a Nashville game. Confidence of 4.
Columbus coming off that upset on the road to Charlotte. Nashville coming off that walloping on the road to LAFC. So they're both coming off losses right now, looking to rebound. Obviously, the better team is the defending champions. Nashville right now sitting in 11th place in the Eastern Conference. We talked about how the Eastern Conference is so much better than the Western Conference. Right now, the top 5 teams are 11 points and the rest of them are 10 points. Compared to the Western, where the first place team is at 10 points, everyone else is, Galaxy has at 9, and then all the way down to 8th is 7 points. Again, very early, so it's, you know, you're able to say those kind of things. But Nashville currently has 3 draws, and I know it really wasn't the case last year. I think it started evening out last year. I know their first year where they went like, they only had like 3 losses, but they had like 18 draws or something. This is a team that likes to draw and it's headed that direction. They got 3 of them already. Let's just go ahead and continue that. I'm not really sure. Again, Columbus being on the road, it's still tough. Nashville is stingy with their defense. So I'm going to take the draw, and this is Balls and Beers Cup number 3. Draw, confidence of 2. RSL versus St. Louis. Dave.
RSL is at home. St. Louis not doing so well. I think Salt Lake gets a win here. I have a confidence of 3.
Yeah, I don't know why I did this earlier on. I kind of agree with David, but I put St. Louis with a confidence of 1. So that's how I'm going.
I think, RSL at the moment, I think we had talked about it that, you know, they lost their playmaker, and so they're probably going to struggle. They ended up getting a road victory against Vancouver. And, you know, not a big team. It's not like they went into like Cincinnati or Philadelphia and did that. But still, they got a road victory. It counts the same way. That it's not easy to do. So, you know, they're still playing pretty tough. St. Louis is not the team that we saw last year, but I think that was expected. I don't think that we figured that Lightning would strike twice for St. Louis. They got very lucky very early in the season, and we figured they would tail off. They never did. And so I think you're kind of seeing that St. Louis team still good, still competitive, but not going to be one of the top in the Western Conference. And at least right now, that seems to be the case. They are still technically undefeated, but only got 1 victory. The rest of them are draws. That 1 victory against lowly NYCFC. Now you got to go on the road against RSL. I think these teams cancel each other out. I think with the press, without a playmaker, RSL struggles. But St. Louis's 4 draws, it's going to keep that going. Balls and Beers Cup, number 4 now? Number 5? I think the draw.
This week? I have no idea.
Just for this week. Just for this week, I think. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is number 4, guys. 4th Balls and Beers Cup. And once again, I am taking the draw here. Confidence of 2. Vancouver versus Portland. We got a Cascadia Cup game here. Bobby, who do you got in it?
Vancouver versus Portland. I have to go with the home field advantage here just because Portland hasn't showed me anything of any substance in this season, even though I haven't watched anything. Confidence of 3, Vancouver.
That'll do it. Yeah, they haven't shown me anything. I mean, you know, I haven't watched anything either, but
exactly.
Still, they haven't shown me.
I haven't seen anything. No look, big man, highlights.
At they least, wanted no, to show no you something. Highlights. Yeah, exactly. They wanted you to show you something. You've seen it.
Me. Yeah, that forces me to see it. So nothing. All right.
Yeah. All right. So
I'm horrible.
I agree with Bobby here. I'm going to give Vancouver, home field advantage. I know, Lewis, you said that I had put some respect on Portland earlier, and that was true, and I don't think that's true anymore. I'm going to give Vancouver the win here, confidence of one.
So these two teams are currently sitting third and fourth place in the Western Conference. Both of them have 7 points. Vancouver is at 2-1-1. Portland is at 2-2-1. So very similar records. And once again, jury is still out for me on both these teams. And I thought Vancouver, just the way, like, the games that I've kind of put attention to Vancouver kind of made me believe that they were lower in the standings and not in third, but they're currently in third. They've also, like the Galaxy, have not won at home. Their victories have come on the road. So it's difficult for me to say, well, okay, you're 0 for the season so far at home, and you're playing against one of the Cascadia rivals. And Portland, to me, I think they're pretenders. I still think they're pretenders. I think they got the coaches bump there. You know, I think this evens out. However, they did pick up a really, really good piece this past week, and I think that might turn things around. And all of a sudden, maybe they aren't pretenders. It's got to get acclimated, and they got to see if it works for them. But if it works, Portland is a playoff team. However, got to see it first. And honestly, I couldn't pick a winner here. I don't have confidence in Vancouver at home, and Portland just still has not convinced me. I'm going with the draw yet again, looking for a bunch of double points this week. Confidence of two. Atlanta versus Chicago. David?
Chicago. If this were at home, I think I would have reversed this, but Atlanta's at home playing the Chicago side that still we don't know. I think they've overachieved as well compared to my expectations. They're shooting themselves less in the foot, but still, you know, still got the gun holster there. I'm going to give this to Atlanta, confidence of three.
Absolutely no idea. Atlanta, confidence of two.
Chicago is, well, Chicago's still Chicago. They're not doing great. They're 1-2-2. So they're sitting at 12th place in a very tough Eastern Conference. And then you got Atlanta, who is currently 2-2. No draws. They've got two victories, two losses. Their two victories have come against Champions Cup teams in New England and Orlando. The losses came from Columbus on the road and Toronto on the road. So they've lost two games on the road, won two games at home. Chicago, just it's still Chicago. They haven't done anything on the road this year. They got two draws, one in New England, one in Philadelphia. But again, Champions Cup teams. I don't think that played a factor this past weekend against New England. But I don't see Chicago winning this game on the road. And I feel Atlanta will keep their perfect home record going. I will take Atlanta, make it unanimous. I have the most confidence in them. I have Atlanta with a confidence of four. And finally, guys, our Galaxy take their undefeated record against the perennial Western Conference powerhouse, Seattle, who is currently winless and in dead last, because I was going to say that at the beginning of the season, right? Mr. Galaxy, what do we got?
Whew. Oh my God. I don't know what to say. I mean, I want to save it all for the pod. Listen to episode, whatever number it is. man, Galaxy, I can't give much confidence in you. I know Seattle is winless. We're at home. You should be able to handle this. But I'm gonna go with the confidence of one, with the Galaxy. Confidence of one. That's all I can say.
You almost said draw. Man, what what can you say about this team right now? And I'm talking about Seattle. Like, what the hell is going on over there? This should be game of the week. This is like old school game of the week, like 2012 game of the freaking don't miss this game week. But now, I think it's game of the week for a different reason. This LA Galaxy side has shown that they are entertaining as fuck. If you're a neutral. For Galaxy fans, exciting for sure, but also can be frustrating. Galaxy got their big win against Kansas City, still undefeated. They're at home. They have yet to win at home. And what better time can they do it against a struggling Seattle team? I'm going to give the Galaxy a win here. I am locking this win.
I mean, they should handle it. They should.
Lewis, I should use my double down here. I'm going to give it a double down, Lewis.
But you don't get a double down. You're negative.
No. He never used his first one.
I didn't use my first one. So,
yeah, he never used it. Yeah, he's good.
So I can do it.
Yep. Okay. Well, Seattle is winless through four games. And it's not even that they're playing tough opponents. They lost to San Jose. You couldn't beat Colorado at home. You couldn't beat Austin at home. You lost to LAFC on the road, a game that maybe you could have won. I think that was your best game to date, and it came in a losing effort. I think it was pretty even. I think it was anybody's game. LAFC just scored the goals, and we thought, after that one, okay, well, you know, they're going to bounce back. They got an easy schedule the rest of the way and have yet to win. They are obviously got some pretty significant injuries. They also have players that maybe their age is showing a little bit, right? Maybe missing Loero and whatnot. Maybe, you know, maybe it affects them even more. I don't know what's going on with Seattle. I have, with the exception of, you know, when they won the Champions League, aside from that season, I always have to figure that at some point Seattle's going to bounce back and they're going to be at the top of the conference. I still feel that way, but at the moment, I just don't see it. You don't go into San Jose and lose. That's just crazy to me. The Galaxy, on the other hand, this game should be probably reversed. Galaxy are currently undefeated. Should be with a perfect record at 5-0 and sitting with 15 points. Still undefeated. Second in the Western Conference, 9 points. They're at home. Haven't won at home. Should have. I have outplayed both of their opponents by far, and it wasn't even close. Well, maybe the St. Louis game was a little closer than I probably should give them a little bit more credit there. But regardless, still haven't been able to get that victory. There's going to be rain forecasted. That's actually that is kind of telling there. And
weather.
I don't think that affects Seattle very much. They're used to that. So that's not going to affect them at all. I think it affects the Galaxy a little bit more. But you know what? I think once again, something about this team, they're playing some good ball right now. The fans realize it. The fans feel it. And once again, rain or shine, they're going to bring it to the stadium. I think that 12th man, you know, that we had well over 10 years ago, probably starting to come back a little bit. The Galaxy have my confidence here. I, too, am locking the Galaxy. And it's been a while since I've done this without some sort of jinx. I am doubling the Galaxy on this one. This is my second double down. The Galaxy get their first victory at home against the Seattle Sounders. That does it for us here in week number six. Thank you again for listening. We always appreciate that. This is David and Bobby signing off.
Good night.
Hey guys.
And we will see you next week. Bye.